Israeli attack helicopters early this morning fired missiles at the Gaza City offices of Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh. The building was empty at the time of the attack, but a bystander outside was injured. In other early morning airstrikes, the Israelis hit a school in Gaza City and Hamas facilities in northern and southern Gaza, Israel Radio reported. Two Hamas militants were killed. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Gaza City. Linda, it's been a week since the Palestinian militants crossed the border through a tunnel and attacked an Israeli outpost, killing two soldiers, taking one captive. What's known at this point about the condition of the captured Israeli soldier?
Israeli intelligence officials say they believe that he is alive, that he was slightly wounded in the attack, and that he has been seen by a doctor, and that he is in good condition. They believe that he is being held somewhere in southern Gaza, perhaps the Khan Yunis refugee camp. However, they do say that they're still hoping that diplomacy will lead to the release of the soldier.
Can you describe the mood in Gaza today?
Well, as I drove in from the border with Israel, you know, you hear the Israeli artillery about every, 20, 30 seconds, this sort of thump, and then after another 20 seconds, thump. It depends sort of where you are. In northern Gaza, people are very nervous. That's where the artillery has been firing. The streets were almost empty. When you get to Gaza City, it's a lot more people out on the streets. It's a little bit more calm. This weekend, there seems to have been kind of a break in everything. There's been a decrease in the Israeli airstrikes. They haven't stopped completely. So things are kind of still tense, but people sort of feel like they've taken a step back. But people definitely are concerned about whether there's going to be an expansion of the Israeli military strike. And at least the people I spoke to so far today, many of them said that Hamas should release the soldier, but should get something in return.
Linda, Israeli planes have attacked a school, some Hamas outposts, power plants, the prime minister's office, all in recent days, but the casualties have been relatively low. What have you been able to learn about the significance of the targets?
Well, Israeli officials have said that the targets were chosen carefully, that they're meant to send a message to Hamas officials that Israel can strike wherever and whenever it wants. However, Israeli officials say they don't want large Palestinian casualties. Just 2 weeks ago, there was a series of Israeli airstrikes in which more than a dozen Palestinian civilians were killed. And Israel says it wants to avoid that. They don't want to cause civilian casualties, and because of the public relations disaster that it caused.
Now the Israelis have been poised to launch a full-scale ground attack in Gaza for almost a week. What's holding them back?
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has said that he wants to give diplomacy a chance. The sense is that if Israel goes in, that will mean the end of any diplomatic efforts to free the soldier. At the same time, Olmert insists that Israel will not free Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the soldier. So Israeli officials say they're still hoping that there will be a diplomatic solution. The Egyptians are involved. Egyptian officials have talked to Syrian officials and asked them to pressure the Hamas military wing to try to release the soldier. And there are really conflicting reports about whether those negotiations are going anywhere.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Gaza City. Linda, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.